Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.
Welcome to a new production of Warren's World. I am here with Maddie and Leslie. Last time they was here for junior season, it was one of the best interviews I've ever had. It was very interesting to get to know how it works with them. So we're here to interview about rumors, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so for some people who don't know about your place, can you let us know especially specifically about rumors?
So rumors is a farce, and so it's a comedy. There's two characters that never show up named Charlie and Myra. They own the house that the play is set in. The first two guests, which are Ken and Chris, they find Charlie with a bullet hole through his ear, and they start asking questions and they start making assumptions about what happened, but they don't know what happened because Charlie is asleep. And so they start to make assumptions, and so when other guests start to come in, they don't want them to find out, and so they start making up lies about why this is going wrong and why that's going wrong, and then it just keeps piling up, and that's why it's called rumors.
Okay. So basically, to average it out, it's basically a prayer about teenage life, basically. Rumors about this and that going on, but it's within the household, correct?
Well, it's actually adults, but it could definitely take place. It could definitely be like applied to teenage life, and it's one person gets the wrong idea, and then a bunch of rumors start spreading.
Okay, is this like a Shakespeare's type play, or what is it?
No, it's actually written by Neil Simon, who's actually very famous for writing like The Odd Couple and a bunch of other plays that are done a lot recently, but. It's not Shakespeare. It's not in the Shakespeare language. There's actually a bunch of very vulgar language in the show.
And it takes place in the 80s, so it's still relatively modern.
Okay. On that note, do you think that it had took longer to do Julius Caesar or this one? Just because this is modern day, so I feel like you can relate.
It definitely took longer to do and put together rumors because the set was much more intricate. That probably took the longest because it takes place inside a house. So we basically built if you cut out one room and we have a whole living room with a bunch of doors, but the production aspect I feel like took less because memorizing and learning for rumors was much easier rather than Caesar. You have to learn how to speak Shakespearean language.
Okay. Okay, another question I have. Was it very hard to prepare for the play with your newcomers? If there are, or are you guys going straight vets?
Most of our cast is actually a bunch of seniors. I think there are only three juniors and I think one sophomore. But most of the cast is seniors, and even in the tech aspect, some of our vets are doing mostly backstage, and there are some underclassmen learning and how to work backstage.
Okay, so from something I had noticed from when we had our last interview, I believe you had told me that it was more freshmen and sophomores that was coming. So I got a question, throughout the year, do you start bringing your seniors out just because it's almost close to their ending, them leaving?
I think the thing was that something like Sweeney Todd and then something like Caesar, we need a big ensemble of people because in Sweeney Todd, we needed a bunch of people to sing. And then for Caesar, we needed a crowd. And so we could cast a bunch of freshmen and sophomores because they haven't really learned theater yet.
Yeah.
And so that was a good upbringing for them. But rumors is almost every character is a lead role. And so every character has about 100, 200 lines. And so we all needed to really step it up and memorize.
All right. That's great. Can you guys tell us about the different jobs?
Different jobs. Well, of course, there's the actors and they all have their parts. As for tech, we just had a bunch of people working on set, especially for this show. None of the other aspects were as busy. I do lighting, but there wasn't even that much lighting to do. And there's a few sounds, but mostly all the stagehands came together to build the house. And we had people painting at different time and picking set dressings and everything to bring together so it looked more realistic.
So, okay, so basically, what jobs is basically dependent on what play it is, you might have to do more of your job or maybe less, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Like, Sweeney Todd is the best example of that from this year, because Sweeney, we had an enormous set. It was two stories, and it spun in a circle. But we also had aspects with sound, because people were mic'd, and we had to, you know, we had a the pit full of instrumentalists, and, like, lighting had to do a lot more. And then Caesar, although the set wasn't that big, there were some props and lighting. And as for Rumors, it's very set heavy. So it just depends on the show and what it is, because they can have a bunch of everything or just majority of one thing.
Okay. Can you tell us what is most difficult about your jobs?
I did props, and I also like acted in the show. I think the hardest thing about being an actor is, like, this is my first and last show because I'm a senior. So I usually work mostly backstage. I think the hardest job for me is that it's a comedy, and I'm very bad at holding my poker face, but I think that my nerves are going to help me, like, keep it together.
Seriously? So on that note about keeping yourself together, is it hard? Like, do you got to be patient about it to make sure that everything's right and that you get the best key moments or the small moments together?
Yeah. Something that our director, like, really emphasized is that we had to get all of our lines, like, completely correct, because Neil Simon's plays are very specific. But something that we're going to have to learn soon when we start running the show in front of an audience is that we have to hold for laughs. So when somebody says something funny or when something funny happens, everybody's going to laugh and you can't hear what the next person is saying. So we have to pause, like in a sitcom. But there usually are things that we will pause for, but it's usually just for a second.
Okay. Okay, more so less about that. Do you guys think, like, you got to worry about yourself, or do you have to worry about others when it comes to the play?
I think that it's a mix of both, because throughout the process of getting everything together, you kind of have to focus on yourself, but you have to be aware of what other people are doing, because, like, I know I keep referring to me and lights, but that's what I'm used to doing. When I'm doing lighting, I have to make sure I'm focusing on my job, but also be aware if people are building around me, or be cautious if people are rehearsing, because I want to be respectful of that. But definitely when it comes down to the show time, you want to be aware of what everyone is doing, because, like, they're doing that and we're up in the booth paying attention to what they're doing, and everyone just has to focus with each other.
So if a person misses, like, a line, or if a person messes up a line, I know you guys have to keep going. Is it hard?
Yes, it's really hard, especially we have some lines that are cued, and so that means that, like, a light will change or a sound effect will happen or something, like, will happen in the show. But when somebody misses it, it's just more of, like, they have to guess and, like, keep going. Mm-hmm. But with our show, it's so, like, rhythmic that if somebody misses something, it's almost like the whole show just, like, screeches, and then everybody has to, like, recollect and put it back together.
Okay. So more so or more or less, it's like, all right, like you said, you got to worry about yourself, but you can hope that the next person just gets it on spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another part on that is, does it take a lot of time trying to keep that together, like, as a team?
Oh, definitely. And I'm sure from an actor's standpoint as well, like, for tech, we all have to learn to understand each other, and I'm sure the same goes for a cast. Like, for the Rumors cast, most of them are actually friends, which just worked out, luckily. But sometimes you're placed with random people that you've never seen before, that you've never worked with, and so you have to slowly get into the groove of things. But as time goes on, you can get something better.
Okay, so do you guys try to, like, spend time outside of school other than, like, when you have rehearsals?
We definitely do. I know, like I said, the cast of Rumors is very close, and we hang outside of school, and we're also with each other in other things. Like, most of the cast is part of the improv team as well.
Yeah.
And show choir, we all see each other. So there's just many occasions where we've already bonded, so it just gives us a head up.
Okay. Can you tell us a favorite play?
Honestly, I think that this is one of my favorite plays. I just really like how everybody's so close, and we haven't had a bunch of, like, drama usually happens during plays, but I don't think that anybody's really had an issue with anybody else during the show. And I feel like everybody's really proud of it, and there hasn't been that like anxiety where it's like the show's gonna be horrible, the show's gonna be terrible. But it's more of like, I'm actually excited to put the show out for people to see.
Okay. And my very last question, wait, so Matt, you're a senior, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Leslie?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. All right. So since you guys are seniors, is there anything you feel like you need to tell, like, the Warrior Nation or maybe even your, what do you call them, coaches or?
Directors.
Okay. Anything you need to tell, like, your directors that you think they should make additional to make, like, your plays better or make you guys as a whole, like, better?
You can go first.
I think that maybe just, like, understanding more and like really talking it out, because I think one of the biggest issues we have is communication, because somebody will say something and then somebody just doesn't understand it like the right way, and then it just becomes a whole mess. But I would say to like everybody, like not my directors but more like my peers, just like do something you think that you are uncomfortable with but you think that you will do really well at, because like I said, I'm in advanced theater, but I've never been in a show just because I didn't think I could do it. But the show really called out to me, so I just went ahead and auditioned.
And I agree with that. Definitely communication and, like, taking risks, kind of what you mean. On, like, positive notes, I would say, like, I really am happy I've done this, and I've done it for all 4 years of high school, and I've worked on all 12 main shows that we've had. And my biggest note to anyone, directors, actors, cast, crew, anything, is just enjoy it, because in the moment it seems so stressful. And I know the stress is going to come regardless, but do it because you want to do it and have fun with it, because it really is fun when you sit back and all the pieces come together and you finally have a show. Like sitting and watching Rumors, it's like, oh, we all worked on that set together and the actors are doing so great and it looks really good. So it's just really a positive moment when you feel it and you watch it all come together.
So this is the last question of the segment. I appreciate you guys. So my question is, what was your favorite thing to do? And Miss Maddie, you can go first.
I think my favorite thing I did in theater was probably from last year. We did Peter and the Starcatcher, and we needed three puppets. We had a crocodile puppet, which I made out of an oven mitt and some googly eyes. And then it was a bird, which I had a little foam ball on a string. And then we had a cat puppet, which was like a live cat that I just kind of toted around the stage. That cat hated me. They gave me scratches I will never forget.
I think my favorite thing from all 4 years, and I can't even pinpoint one specific memory, but I've just met like some of my closest friends from theater and people that like never stop making me laugh. So I'm really grateful for them. And I think like some of the memories from theater, despite all the stress and bad things, like I'll remember them for a long time.
All right. And I know I said that was my last question, but that was a lie. So this is my last question for you guys. overall, from what you had learned and you took, will you guys ever take that for when you guys graduate? And will you also stay in contact with your friends?
Yes, we will. Actually, we're both planning on going to Ball State for theater, theater design. But whatever comes along the way also comes, like if Maddie tries out for a show. And I definitely want to stay in touch with my friends. A lot of our friends are also going to Ball State for music or theater. And one of our close friends is going to Hanover. So no matter distance, I think we'll still stay in touch because we have a really good bond.
And that's the best thing to keep in the One Central Warriors. So to end it off, this was our end of our podcast with Miss Maddie and Miss Leslie. I appreciate you guys coming here. You give
Thank
me the
you.
Best
Thank
podcast,
you.
And I love hearing from you guys. So, okay, Warriors, make sure you come out and you come to one of the show nights. What day is it?
April 18th, April 19th, and April 20th.
All at 7 p.m. in the Studio Theater.
And we appreciate it, and we love you. And this is the end of the One Central Warriors podcast for World's World, and this is about Rumors. Thank you. Up next is Camry and Maurice with their Warren's World.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to another Warren's World. I am one of your hosts, Maurice, and I'm also here with my co-host,
Camry.
Alrighty, guys, and today we are going to be talking about the alternatives after high school. You know, there's, you know, you can do a trade school, college, all that good stuff. But I think specifically we want to talk about that in ways of success and knowing if you're really going on the right path. And that's why I think for anybody who's going, who is getting ready to graduate, it's really important to understand the values that you have and the things that you want to do for the rest of your life and the things that you're really passionate about. So
tell me something that you, if you weren't going to college, what would you do?
Oh gosh, that's a good one, because I think part of me would probably work, and probably in the perks of working, I'd save a little bit of money and travel. Like, I think that's probably something I'd do, you know? And I will, because it's so easy to be like, okay, I don't want to go to college because I'd rather work just a job. But I think it's really good to have like something with that. So if you're not going to go to college and you're going to work, have something that goes along with your work. Make sure you're working on something, on a, like a side hustle or something, you know?
Yeah, like a backup plan. Like, because college isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
College isn't like, if you don't go to college, it's not the end of the world. Because I know I was iffy about if I wanted to go or not.
Yeah.
Because it's so expensive, first right. of all. And it's like, how am I going to pay for this? I know my parents will cover some, and I had to cover some as well. Right. And I had to get scholarships after scholarships for just any little thing just to add up just for 1 year. And imagine right. four doing that for 4 years.
It really is accumulative, because like a lot of the things that you don't think you'll need, you'll probably end up using in college, and it'll just start adding up. And before you know it, you'll, by the end of your 4 year, or, you know, if you're doing a 2 year degree, you'll see how much money has accumulated. So it's really easy to kind of fall into the term of, okay, I want to go to college because this, but you need to look at it financially wise too. Exactly. So what about you? What are your plans? What is your plan if you weren't going to college?
My plan for if I weren't going to college, I would probably try to get an internship, a paid internship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I probably should have started that later.
Yeah.
Earlier. That's what I'll probably do. Get a paid internship and probably have a part-time job and just try to build a career on TV and broadcasting and photography.
Right. I mean, because you still want to follow those passions, because, like, okay, you can go to college, you get a 4-year degree in, you know, let's say photography, but, like, you can still do photography without a degree, and it's much easier to kind of weigh out the pros and cons of, you know, what is, like, how is this going to feel when I'm in college versus when I'm not in college? You got to think about the, like, financial-wise, as I said, because it's so easy to be like, okay, I need a degree to go to do photography. Exactly. Technically, you don't, but, you know. It looks good.
To have that piece of paper.
Right.
But is it really worth it? No, because I know so many people that haven't went to college. For example, my mother, my father, neither one of them went to college.
Right.
And they still are successful, not out here hustling paycheck to paycheck. And they had good jobs, and it goes to show that you really don't need to go to college, but it is good to have that experience, that piece of paper with you when you go into an interview.
Right.
Because at the end of the 4 years, that doesn't guarantee that you will get a job in
right
your field
after.
As well.
Right after, like, exactly right after. So it's always important to, like, you know, weigh the options of college, and if you are going to college. But I guess an alternative to college, I guess if you weren't going to go to college straight after high school, I would say give yourself a gap year and really consider it, because some things may not work in your plan or your, you know, the time that you wanted to.
Exactly. And for that gap year, figure out what you really want to do.
Yeah.
Because college is not something to play around with. You're spending $10,000 to $20,000
a semester, most
right,
likely,
to pay for what your career that you want to go into. And if you really don't want to do that, and then you paid all this money, it's just wasted time, money, and energy that really shouldn't have been wasted.
Right. And I think also, a thing you could also do if you're not really comfortable with going to college and thinking about all of that, is join the military. I think I know a lot of people who are joining the military, and it's very beneficial for you in the long term. So if you really do consider that, there are many practical benefits to joining a branch of the military. It doesn't just have to be like the regular military. It can be like the Marines, or, you know, anything
like
that.
Guard, yeah. Like stuff like that.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, if you really are considering college, think about the options that you have. Like,
right. Because the military will pay for your college.
Right.
Like, it's free college.
Right.
It's free.
So if you do want to go to college, but you don't want to have to spend all the money, I would say, let's say you want to just go into the military first. And then after you're done with the military or whatever branch you're coming from, you can just dive right into your major or, I mean, your degree. So, yeah.
Yeah, because it looks better when, well, if I was an employer and I wanted somebody with experience, I would definitely choose somebody that went to the military over somebody who just got out of college.
Right.
Because it's just, to me, it's better.
Yeah, and I totally agree because, you know, you just got to really consider, like, what are you going for? Like, what is this going to bring you long-term-wise? Because do you want to be in debt long-term or do you want to be, like, you know, being able to pay off all that debt if you do go to college?
In your 60s, 70s, still trying to pay off student loans? Like,
Right. And I think you can also attend a community college. I think there's nothing wrong with attending a community college because you can still get that same
education.
Yeah, same education, that same experience as
a
college.
You don't have to go to Harvard or Yale or Stanford or any other college or Ivy League school just to feel like, oh, yeah, I'm really doing something. If you want to go to Ivy Tech, go to Ivy Tech.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's all you can afford, then that's all you can afford. Even if you can't afford more, it doesn't matter.
Right. Or, I mean, really, if you aren't willing to also, if you don't want to join the military, you don't want to go to college, like I said, take a gap year, travel, like learn some things about yourself. Because I think also traveling, the reason I say traveling is because that's where you kind of gain a lot of different perspectives and you get to see a lot of people who live their lives as well. So, and you get to see and try to infer what somebody's life is kind of like, but you don't want to label those things. So,
And if, college, like you said, if college isn't for you, if, like, just going to school, period, military, if that's not for you, then what about, like, a trade school?
Right.
Like, it's school, but you're still, it's paid learning.
Right.
Like, welding or being a mechanic or just any internship like that. That can, like, help you so much. Because I know construction, people who work in construction and, like, welding and stuff, they get banked.
Yeah.
And
they make pretty, that's a pretty good.
Right. It's good money.
Yeah. That is good money. So, I mean, like, think about it. If you're really not sure of where you want to be or where you're planning on doing after high school, if you are a senior or you're coming into your junior year and you still haven't thought about any college's decisions or like you haven't considered any colleges that you would like to attend, like, think about the alternatives. Like, I think trade school is also a very good one because a lot of people overlook it as just a school for welding in all that stuff, but it's like it's very very beneficial and you make a really good a lot of good money. So
exactly. Yeah. So Maurice, say you're in college, you're a college student, you're at Purdue and you're trying to get, you have a part-time job or you don't even have a job yet. Say okay, let's just say you don't even have a job yet. You just got there, it's your freshman year and you have books to cover, tuition, your monthly rent that you have to cover. Like, how are you going to cover all that?
I think a part of that, because you obviously have to consider student loans. Mm-hmm. And no, the word loan just kind of shakes me. Like, because it's like, okay, I'm going to be borrowing money that I have to kind of like give back. Like, some of it I have to actually give back. So I was like, you got to think about it. If you wanted to be able to be financially supported while you're in college, is I definitely think about that side hustle. Like, even if you weren't going to college, I think you should still consider a side hustle, something that makes you money. Like, you know, say Uber or like Lyft, and you're doing that on the side and it's still making you money while you still have a part-time job. So it's really, that's just the thing to consider because college is going to be expensive. Exactly. Unless you get a full ride, which is astonishing, honestly, to hear that people have the opportunity to have that because college is a major thing that a lot of people talk about, but they don't talk about the financial cost of it. Like, okay, you're going to college, I'm so excited, you know, but think about the gotta consider the fact that it's going to be expensive.
Like, you have to be realistic. Like,
yeah, you got to be realistic about those things
because you might have got into a nice HBCU, but can you afford it? Is it breaking your bank? For me, I would say if the college breaks your bank, don't go.
Yeah, it's so important to really factor that. Like, think about what are you willing to pay when you get out? Because you're going to have to be paying, like, student loans monthly, like, once you're out of college or when you're in college. It's always going to be about flexibility. So also another thing you could also do is be an artist. If art is your passion, but, like, I mean, like, I'm not just saying, like, painting or sculpting. I'm talking, like, music. If you really want to do music, think about how you can produce your own music without a college degree, because it's very possible. There's a lot of people who have gotten famous from
most
it.
Most artists have done it without a college degree.
Right, and I think the thing about being an artist is you have to kind of support yourself, because there's always going to be someone doing better than you, or there's always going to be somebody who's kind of belittling you because you do it a different way than they do. So, I mean, either way, even if you did want to get an associate's degree in, let's say, art, then that is a backup plan for if it doesn't work out, just making your own. So I think it's always good to consider a backup plan. And I would consider college a backup plan if it's not something that you're willing to dive into, because it can be hard to really to agree that college is for everybody, because, I mean, it's not. So you have to be realistic and weigh out the pros and cons of, okay, if I'm not going to be a musician without a degree, then I need to have the backup plan of it being, it should be a backup plan of me having a degree if it doesn't work out, just without me having that. If you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's these YouTubers out here now. Yeah. And they get banged just from, like, going to places like Coachella or going to, like, BeautyCon.
Yeah.
And if you get up there high, you can do stuff like that.
But yeah, but we have to also be realistic. You have to think about how much effort they put into their videos. And, like, the first few videos aren't going to be, like, you know, bomb. And, like, they're going to be pretty, like, you know, it takes time. And I really wish I wish time was just a concept. But it's such a realistic thing that we only have so much of it.
Right.
So, but it's like those people who have done that have also considered the fact that it's going to take them a while, but they were flexible with it and didn't give up on themselves. So it's like, it's really hard to be like, okay, I'm going to be a YouTuber as soon as I get out of high school. You also have to consider the fact that you're going to have to learn how to monetize yourself. You're going to have to learn how to advertise. Like, and you learn
yourself,
that kind of,
yeah. Basically, it's a marketing scheme.
Right.
How can I get people to watch this video? And how can I get paid for it?
Right. And it's, like I said, you have to learn how to be flexible with those things, because you can be, you don't have to be a YouTuber or something. You can be like a SoundCloud musician. But like I said, you can, if you don't want to be a YouTuber, you could really just be a freelancer. Like a freelancer, they are really good in like scheduling, planning, and like helping people. Like they help edit videos. You can be a freelance writer and like learn how to write and still make money, because freelance writers, they're still making an income, but they're also working on their own schedule on their own time. So,
and I would say if you're passionate about something, make sure you do that thing every single day.
Right.
Whether it's for free, whether you're getting paid for it, any type of experience is good experience.
Right. Even that also includes the college experience. So it's always going to be good. You're always going to get something out of everything that you put in, you know. Well, thank you guys for joining in today's Warren's World episode. And other than that, me and my fellow co-host, we'll catch you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Warren's World. See you next week.